Dancing in the Bay, Rock and Roll by Pamela Furler. Wop bop a loom up a lop bam boom. Dancing is a joy that lifts the spirit, and there's plenty of opportunities around the Coromandel Peninsula to learn a dance, meet people and have fun. Pamela Furler starts this dance series with Rock and Roll. Grab your blue suede shoes and get ready to rock around the clock to the irresistible beat of rock and roll. With hot music that's endured since the 1950s, those gorgeous skirts and a thriving rock and roll club in most towns, no wonder this dance phenomenon has recently grown in popularity. Of course, Whangamata's iconic beach hop has played a big part in this resurgence, and it was the local club, Coastal Rockers, that was the catalyst for this annual event. The first Whangamata beach hop was held in April 2000 to coincide with the Coastal Rockers' birthday hop. Kerry Campbell is a founding member of the Coastal Rockers, which started 30 years ago in the town, also known for its surf. Kerry says it's a good social club. In recent years, our numbers have grown to about 70. We meet on Tuesday nights at Whangamata Club. It's a good venue for us, and we appreciate the club's support. Club member Pete Preston spends much of his week rocking at clubs around the peninsula, Tuesdays at Whangamata, Waihi Beach on Wednesdays, Tauranga or the Mount on Thursdays and Saturdays, wherever the best band's playing. Often there's a band at the Whangamata RSA to enjoy on Sundays. All that practice makes him a good dancer. He reckons it's a good way to keep fit. And it's much better than staying at home. There's a lot of toe tapping and twirling, and even tummy tickles and cuddles. It's important to remember that the man leads, and that's a nice change, quips one of the guys. The rock and roll phenomenon emerged in the 1950s, with bands like Bill Haley and the Comets belting out Rock Around the Clock and See You Later, Alligator. Bill Haley's band featured in the movie Blackboard Jungle, his music capturing the hearts of teenagers and labelled devil's music by some parents and churches. Then there was a sizzling energy of Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, with that memorable intro, Wap bop loom up a lop bam boom, which was, apparently, a drum pattern in Little Richard's head. Chuck Berry is remembered for Maybelline, and I defy anyone to sit still while listening to Jerry Lee Lewis's Great Balls of Fire. These are just a few of the performers who rose to fame in the wave of rock and roll mania. Of course, icons like Elvis kept the passion burning for decades, with number one hits such as Jailhouse Rock. Whangamata Coastal Rockers meets on Tuesday nights at Whangamata Club in Port Road, with lessons leading up to the beach hop, which is 20th to 24th of March this year. Contact coastalrockerssecretary@gmail.com. Other clubs on the peninsula include Thames Valley Rockers, who meet Tuesday nights at Thames Bowling Club. Contact valleyrockersthames@gmail.com. So, if you want a fun night of exercise, great music and new friends, check out your nearest rock and roll club. You'll probably head home with sore feet and the beat of your favourite song lingering in your head. See you later, alligator.